On their first date, Will took Natalie to a cozy French bistro in uptown New Orleans. The restaurant was painted a dark, moody red and had gilt-framed mirrors on the walls that reflected the candles that flickered on every table. It was a popular eatery, and every table was full even on a Thursday night. It was also nearby the Tulane University campus, where Will and Nat were both law students. They'd each ordered the steak frites, which had given them reason to exchange a brief smile. "We're so compatible, we ordered the same thing," and shared a bottle of the house red, which was better than expected. While they sipped their wine and waited for their salads to arrive, they chatted about the contracts class they had together.
"Word on the street is that Professor Harley met his wife when she was his student," Will said.
"Seriously? Isn't there a rule against professors dating students?"
"I'm sure there is. Maybe they kept it quiet until after she'd graduated,"
Will said, thinking that Natalie had especially nice eyebrows and wondering if it was odd that he found them erotic. Was it weird to be attracted to a woman's eyebrows? Still, he was taking a pretty big risk. Will shrugged.
"They must have thought it was worth it. Maybe it was true love."
Nat felt her cheeks flush at his mention of love. She looked down at the wine glass in her hand and rotated the stem slowly. Nat had been surprised when Will asked her out, and she still wasn't entirely sure she was interested in him. Yes, he was funny and handsome, but he certainly wasn't her type. Most of her past boyfriends had been thin and pale, with esoteric taste in music and movies, and who went too long between haircuts. Whatever it was they were interested in, computers, postmodern literature, political activism, they were always very serious about it. Will couldn't have been more different. As far as she could tell, he didn't take anything seriously. He was also blonde and broad-shouldered and square-jawed. He even had dimples, for Christ's sake. She knew without asking that he was athletic. A former lacrosse player, she guessed, or maybe he'd rowed on his school's crew team. He had lightly tanned skin and blue-gray eyes that changed a bit depending on what color he was wearing, and he was undeniably cocky, a trait Nat had never found attractive. And yet, Will made her laugh. They sat next to one another in contracts class. Professor Harley had passed around a seating chart on the first day, so everyone was stuck in the seats they'd randomly chosen for the rest of the semester, and Will would pass her notes with funny comments or sketches he'd drawn on his notepad. Then Nat had bumped into Will at a mixer the law school had sponsored at a local bar. They'd spent the evening talking and laughing together, and at the end of the night, Will had asked her out. Natalie had to admit, to herself at least, that she was intrigued. Will lifted the bottle and poured more wine into Natalie's glass.
"What are you planning to do after law school?"
"I'm going to move back to Florida and hopefully get a job with a public defender's office to learn the ropes," Nat said promptly. "Then, once I have some experience, I'm going to open my own criminal law practice."
"Are you always so indecisive?"
Will grinned at her. Natalie was slightly put off by Will's grin. Yes, it was sexy and charming, but she had the feeling that Will trotted it out whenever he wanted people to think he was sexy and charming. She had never liked players. "You don't know what you want to do yet?" Will shrugged.
"I guess wherever I can get a job, if I can get a job. The market for new lawyers isn't exactly hopping at the moment."
The waitress appeared with two salads, lightly dressed, and set them down on the table.
"This looks very tasty,"
Will said once the waitress had left.
"And by eating it, I'm taking care of my monthly vegetable serving."
"You're not a veggie person?"
"I like vegetables that look and taste like meat. Or tacos."
Natalie wrinkled her nose.
"Ick."
"Just what every guy hopes he hears on his first date."
Will grinned at Nat again, and this time she couldn't help but return the smile. "But you must have some idea of what kind of law you want to practice," she said, returning to their pre-salad conversation.